Up next, we have Wendy Wiseman Fisher on The Song That Opened the Sky. Oh, this is our first shadow.
First shadow, yeah.
I'll walk the streets and I'll breathe new air. Live my life like an answered prayer. I'll ride new trains. I'll taste old wine. Linger with music. Closing time. I thought the ending was all I'd see. But one song kept singing again and again with me. There's a whole new.
This is a song that is a tribute to a Disney cartoon song, and I appreciate that the chord progression is unpredictable, but it also sort of doesn't flow, the chord progression, I thought. Those harmony and backing vocals are super duper amazing, but I think with the composition, it suffers, and I think what it is it's obviously this one homage to this one song, and I suspect that just like in trying to get away from that one song, some of the choices on the chord progression were a little, you know, I'm not going to say awkward, but they just don't flow. They don't go really well from one to another. And if Disney has anything, it's flow. So this wasn't my favorite of the round. I don't want to discourage anybody from ever shadowing. I think shadows are great, so I am reluctant to say that this didn't really do it for me, but also, if I'm being honest, it didn't really do it for me.
Yeah. I think what you may be picking up on is that a lot of movie soundtracks or movie orchestral works, I think it's in the Lydian tonality, where it's like you base the home chord on the four chord rather than the one chord, like if it were a major key song. And I think that introduces the sharpened fourth on the fourth degree. It's like a half step up, which sounds a little bit weird. And I also thought the melody was theatrical, and I think it's that Lydian tonality that I was picking up on. So maybe that's one of the reasons why it didn't flow in the way that you expected. It could have been something else too, but that's something that I thought about.
I'm glad that you picked up on the academic basis for my criticism. This bullshit. I have no idea what you're talking about. it's all gut for me. So sorry.
It's that sharp four, Brian. It's the sharp four that's totally screwing you up. But anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
The vocals are, of course, wonderful, and if I could sing like a Disney princess, I surely would. I would have lots of Disney sort of songs. I'm very impressed by her technical singing ability, and one of the things that Sober mentioned in his review is that he'd like to hear a fuller production of this orchestrated with strings. And I agree. I think that if Wendy would take some time to learn how to do some MIDI string arrangements in her DAW, which I think is something that's relatively approachable, it could pay big dividends in the future, and she could make even more lush arrangements to go with her amazing voice. And I think that would be something that could really pay off.
Well, one of Jerkatorium's early songs was for Songfight was Deep Subreddit, and Chumpy was concerned because he thought that it sounded too much like this Elvis Costello song that it resembles 0%. And I kind of worry that maybe she was just trying to get away from this other Disney song. And so she just, you know, she pushed the chords as far away as she could get them. I worry that, like, in trying to separate it from that, she just turned it into something that doesn't sound all that great to my ear anyway. That's kind of what I'm blaming it on, whether that's accurate or not, but it's just so much about this other song and so much sort of vaguely trying to be a sound alike. That's what I'm blaming anyway.
If your theory is correct and she was pushing away from the source material, to my ear, I think she may have pushed all the way around 360 and come back to sounding something that sounds to me And I'm absolutely no expert on Disney musicals. I can't think the last Disney musical I watched, but it sounds to me like a Disney musical song. It sounds archetypal to me. The biggest problem I had with this song, and that makes it sound like I didn't like it, I thought it was a lovely song, but was the word no in the chorus, the choice of the word no. The song seems to be about empowerment, about new beginnings, of liberation. And the word that is sung with the most emphasis and with the most melody is the word no. And I didn't quite understand that choice to the point where, and you probably have already grasped, I'm prone to digression. I digress a lot. I must probably apologise to Wendy. I had quite a big digression in my review of her song where I started about John Lennon and Yoko Ono and how they met at a gallery, and he had to work quite hard to see this one art exhibit, and it was the word yes on the ceiling. And he spoke about how powerful it was to have a positive message after putting this effort in to climb this ladder and look with a magnifying glass. And this song kind of left me with the opposite. You invest in the story, in the narrative, and you're left with the word no. And I didn't understand that choice. And it really detracted from me in a way that I found surprising. It was just a gut-wrenching move away from the song. It seemed such a visceral opposite choice to the message of the song. It really pulled me out of the song.